Good morning. It is 11:12 a.m. on, what is it? It's Wednesday, May the 4th, 2022. And I'm going to shut off Wi-Fi. I'm going to go into airplane mode. I'm going to turn off Bluetooth. Okay. And now I'm going to put this thing into my pocket to try to keep it dry. It's in an OtterBox, so it's not like it's exposed to the elements. But drier is better. Take my earbuds out. I don't need them at the moment. It's raining pretty good. It's not a downpour, but it is a steady rain. It's a good soaker. My lawn is gonna love it. I don't know if I mentioned it the other day. I tried to turn my sprinkler system on, but the old sprinkler control box, the one that has been there as long as we've lived in the house, 20 something years, almost 30, has, I think it's finally given up the ghost. None of the sprinklers, the water's on, but nobody's home. I can't get the control box to operate on any of them, which makes me think it's not something in one of the individual zones. It has to be something in the box. So, yeah. Trying to figure out how heavily it's raining. I don't think it's raining heavily at all. It may have actually stopped there. I put both the hoods back. I have a fuzzy hood and a waterproof hood. Now it's raining. I can feel it in the back of my neck. All right, put the fuzzy hood back. My hood gets a little damp. That's not nearly as uncomfortable if my neck gets water running down it. And I pulled on the cord. So now I have to check to see. Have I disrupted the recording? Apparently not. All right. This is good. Blackout screen, put it back in my pocket. Hope for the best. So, the power of the streak. It would have been really easy for me to say, oh, it's raining, I don't want to go out because it's raining. Then I realized, this is the longest walking streak I've had going in weeks, perhaps months. And it's not like I don't have rain gear, which is doing yeoman's work, by the way. It definitely is letting up though. Good. So I've been playing more World of Warships. The more I play it, the more I think, is this really what I want to be doing? For my game time during the day, is this what I want to be doing? And I don't know, the trick is it's an easy dopamine hit. Each game lasts about 10 minutes. Each game adds to my total. I'm slowly building up a decent skill set in World of Warships. Slowly. But to be fair, some of the people that I've been playing with have been playing for years. They've had thousands, literally thousands of battles. I've had hundreds. They've had thousands. So there's that. I keep thinking about Ark. I keep thinking about Factorio. Factorio is a lot of fun. It's as much puzzle game as it is anything. And in spite of the fact that most of the puzzles have been solved, it's still interesting to see how other people have solved the problems. The game that I thought was going to be more fun and isn't was House Flipper. The thing with House Flipper is that you buy the house, you fix the house up, and you sell it. Dirt. House Flipper. And the goal is to make more money. But if you make a really nice house, you don't make any money. it's sort of counterintuitive. If you make a really nice house, then you spend so much money fixing it up that you don't make any profit from it. But it looks really cool. You don't get to look at it again after you sell it. You can keep it as long as you want, but you need the money to invest in the next house. So House Flipper has this sort of problem for me, and that the only indicator I have of progress is my bank account. And how many houses I have not flipped yet in this playthrough. And I have screwed myself royally with some of the playthroughs because I have installed a lot of downloadable content. It's all free, mostly. It's mostly free. I haven't paid for any of it yet, I don't think. I don't know, I may have paid for Gardens. But again, Garden adds some percentage to the value of the house. So if it adds 20%, and you sell the house for $100,000, then you get an extra $20,000 on top. But then I go and I look at, there's a Reddit for House Flipper. I look at Reddit and I see the way they've all fixed up these houses, and they're all gorgeous. And I don't think any of them make any money. I don't think, at this point for them, it's just, can I decorate this house? How can I decorate this house? Can I make it look good? Yeah, I'm going to sell it for a loss. I'll, you know, sell it for $500,000 and still lose $100,000. But it'll look good. I was like, I don't know, maybe. There's no skill tree. There's not none of the things that I usually, that I find challenging in the game, in games in general. There's very little in by way of crafting. You have these things you can use. These fixtures you can put in the building. You can put in a kitchen sink. You can put in a bathroom. You can put in. But you have to use their sink. You have to use their porcelain. You have to use their bathtub. This is pretty spiffy showers. I'll give them that. But there's nothing you can actually build. Or at least there hasn't been. I don't know if that's changed, but there's nothing you can actually build. So from that standpoint, it's not really a game that appeals to me. I mean, even, what the hell was it? Come on, get ready, stay with me. One post. What was the game? Not Andromeda. The one with the spaceship. And the commander, what's his name? Can't even remember now. It's not Dragon Age, it's the other one. Jeez, that's terrible, I can't remember the name of the game. But even that had Shepard. Commander Shepard. I'll think of it later. You don't have to tell me in the comments or anything. It's like, that was a pretty interesting game, even through the three iterations of it. Even having played through them all once or four or five times. It was still an intriguing game. Once I've through it three or four times, it's like, okay, no. Oh yeah, I remember this. I have to go here and do that. Which is ironic because I play so much Ark Survival, and they're all basically, oh yeah, I have to go here and do this. And I played a lot of Fallout 4 and a lot of Skyrim, and they were all, oh, you have to go here and do this. I remember this. I remember this cave. I remember this battle. I'm gonna go around the corner and it's gonna be a Draugr. Alchemy, man. Alchemy was my friend. Alchemy and smithing. Drove my wife crazy. Because I would spend the first 20 levels doing alchemy. Running around, picking plants, killing salmon, boosting my alchemy skill, getting gear to augment my alchemy skill, and then using that to augment my smithing skill, getting materials I needed to make the smithing things. I got to the point where I could backstab dragons and one-shot them because my sneak was almost unbreakable. I could clear out the forts with an invisibility spell in one hand and the dagger in the other. And I thought it was fun. It was wicked fun. When people talk about it, game not being fun unless You know, you're risking something, correct? Risk, oh my goodness, you could die. Oh yeah, you could die. You lose your gear, you have to start over. Okay, fine, I have to start over. But one of the mods that I play with the Ark Survival is one that actually pretty much breaks the game. I mean, in terms of turning in a game, it's kind of like, I hated the grind, trying to find better versions of armor and better versions of weapons and better versions of spells and better versions of everything. So there's one called Upgrade Station, and you can get it fairly early in the game. And as much as I hated the grind, it lets you actually grind. To my mind, it actually lets you grind in a reasonable manner. Okay, I gotta make 1,000 cloth shirts. But when I get done with 1,000 cloth shirts, I have armor that stands up to and competes with entry-level metal. And it protects me from heat almost as well as, in fact, better than entry-level desert cloth. And I can build a bow with just wooden string and level the bow up so it rivals entry-level crossbows. And does that break the game? Well, I don't know. I'm the only one playing it, so what breaks the game for me is being killed back to zero about every second hour. Kill me back to zero if I go back to my base. I've got the blueprints for all of the gear that I just lost. I just make another set. Making progress in the game is fun for me. Beating myself against a stone wall repeatedly is less fun. There's a lot of water in the ditch. Stormwater guys are here. It's not actually, I'm looking at the puddles. It doesn't seem to actually be raining at the moment. I don't know, World of Warships. Probably gonna play it for a while longer. I think I'd have to start. I uninstalled Ark Survival from my machine, in part because it takes a third of a gig of memory, a third of a gig of storage. No, that's not right. That takes a third of a terabyte of storage. That's 300 gigabytes, which is a hell of a lot. It was eating up all of my big drive. I have a terabyte drive. Should probably invest on another one. I may do that. It's not like they're expensive anymore. I don't know, suck a terabyte drive and use it just for gaming. I had a second terabyte drive and use it for my writing. Move all the writing over there. Move all the graphics stuff over there. That might be the right idea. Get the cat done. I gotta get the cat done. The kitty, 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 kitty cat done. Get water running down my face. I think it's from my eyes watering in the cold. Garbage truck coming. Think green, think clean. We run on natural, clean burning natural gas. I have to go get the car back from the shop this afternoon, I think. They had it overnight. Took them till this morning to figure out what was wrong with it. In theory, they're going to fix the heater and the air conditioning. Oh, and that rumbling is it's trash day here, so I have to pick up my can from the curb. Because I am at the back gate. Get the phone out so I can talk to it. Whew. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.